Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up on the Holderness Family Podcast, who wants ice cream?
This may be one that the kids need to leave the room for.
But if they do walk in, we have established a code. Instead of saying have sex, we're going to say get ice cream. Okay? We're talking about ice cream today. Cindy is kind of an expert on ice cream, particularly a woman's desire to have ice cream.
We also have adopted this no man left behind policy. So nobody leaves without getting all the sprinkles.
That's good.
So
sometimes you find a different scoop.
I don't wear costumes. Sorry, dude.
It wouldn't hurt to try that once.
And away we go.
Hey there, I'm Ben Holderness.
And I'm Kim Holderness.
This is our podcast. You may mostly know us from crazy, corny videos on the internet.
Yes.
But this is actually our favorite thing to do now.
It is our very, very favorite. So if you see a subscribe button, not when you're driving, but when you're stationary.
Yes.
Subscribe, and then that way it automatically goes into your little feed, and then it helps other people find us, and it would be a huge favor for us.
Yeah, if you can lawfully and safely subscribe, that would be wonderful. If you listen to our podcast, if it's your first time, welcome. We hope you enjoy it. If you're a regular listener, you know that one of the things that we do here is make an active effort to be better at being married to each other and a better, in our case, husband and wife, or a better partner, a better teammate. Mm-hmm. And so we've covered a lot of fun subjects.
Super fun.
Today's subject.
My favorite.
Is her favorite.
But I know you want to do this intro. I'm going to shut up now. Okay, go.
So you're going to hear a lot from Kim, and you're going to hear a lot from one of our very fancy and interesting friends, Cindy. She lives in here in Raleigh, and she is very funny and successful, and she's also part of a movement that I want to hear about. I don't know how to talk about it correctly on this podcast where we hear that people say they listen to it when they're picking their kids up from school because we're so co-listenable or whatever the term is for that.
Yes.
But this topic is sex. So
if you are in the carpool line right now, hit pause. And then I want you to hit play because I do want you to listen to this, men and women.
Yes.
But maybe not with their kids in the car if you have teenagers, I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. There's the possibility that they will walk in while you're listening, and if that happens, we have developed a workaround that we're going to try at least for the first few minutes.
Well,
okay?
By the way, Penn has developed this. I don't know what it is.
So instead of saying have sex, we're going to say get ice cream. Okay? We're talking about ice cream today. And there are some good – I thought through this. I have some other codes and metaphors beneath it. So, Cindy,
I'm already so uncomfortable.
Cindy is kind of an expert on ice cream.
Oh, women and getting ice cream. Okay, can I read her bio?
Particularly, a woman's desire to have ice cream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's introduce her. Yes.
Okay, this is Cindy Eckert, and she's been sitting here awkwardly as we're like, she's
not
awkward.
Thank you, Cindy, for letting me get through that.
So she has had amazing outcomes because she works with the Pink Ceiling. That's her company, and she's breaking barriers by investing in mentoring other women. She's on a mission to put women on top. You can't miss Cindy because everything she touches turns to pink, and she wears hot pink everywhere she goes.
She looks awesome right now. I feel like we'll put a picture because she's got a pink dress.
She has started and sold two businesses for more than $1.5 billion with a B. She redefined testosterone treatment for men and then immediately started and sold a new venture that broke through with their first ever FDA-approved drug for low sexual desire in women.
Ice cream desire,
dubbed Female Viagra by the media. After selling that company for $1 billion in 2015, she successfully fought to get the drug back and launch it on her own terms.
Right, so you sold it and then you bought it back, right?
Well, got it back.
Well, yeah, she got to it. We're going to get it.
No, I love that part of your story, though.
We're going to get back to it. So she, by the way, if you follow her on Instagram, she has really fancy friends like Patricia Arquette and Paris Hilton. And like she hangs out with these like super Hollywood people because she's on a mission to tell women that they have a right to desire. And that this is her mission in life, is to make ice cream that women should want
readily
ice cream.
Readily accessible.
So welcome. We're
Hi,
finally
going
to give you an opportunity to talk. Okay.
Ice cream. We all scream for ice cream.
This is going to work really well.
I know that's right.
This
he's on to something
really
here.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Cindy, I have a super lady crush on you, and I'm so happy that you live in Raleigh and we have access to your greatness. But first of all, let's start with the $1 billion question, which is oh my gosh, Max just brought ice cream.
This is alcoholic ice cream.
It's 9 a.m.
It really is.
Max just brought in alcoholic ice cream. So it may make talking about this easier.
So you launched and the Female Viagra. So just tell me that story real quick so we have a baseline of who you are.
Okay, so I had built a company with one of the drugs for men who want ice cream.
Yes.
There were 26 of those drugs.
There's 26 drugs for men with sexual dysfunction.
So let's not use that term. Here's what happens to men. There's scoops. Sometimes, you know, there's different types of ice cream scoops. And so their scoop, sometimes it gets
melts.
A little flimsy. You know, those like plastic ones that don't actually like cut through the ice cream.
That's one
and
version.
So there's
for
a lot
sure.
of drugs to help yes. with that ice cream yes. scoop.
Maybe go from soft
you know
serve.
What? Right. right.
Like, so, what do you do when you put it in and it hardens right
the
on there?
Shell.
Yeah,
right. It gives the magic shell.
Thank you. The magic shell.
Just for safety. Kids, if you're listening, when that scoop doesn't work through the ice cream, we call that an eating delay. And for short, we're going to call that ED. Good.
ED.
So we're safely going into ED. Sorry. So go ahead. Yes. I think this will help us.
Because
of the flimsy
26
scoop.
Different
ED drugs.
Different solutions for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not a single one for women who have something called HSDD, and Penn's going to work on what that acronym stands for.
You can just tell us
what it is. It's basically low or lack of interest, right? It is lack of desire. And it's neurochemical, so it starts in the brain.
It's a medical condition.
It's a medical condition we've known about since the 70s.
So women, if you don't want ice cream, there's a medical reason for it. Okay.
And that's what ignited me. So here I am. I built this company for men. I'm watching this spectacular science emerge for women. And yet, company after company is walking away from it. And it was not based on the science. It was based on our societal narrative that, you know, when something goes wrong for men, it's a national emergency.
Oh my gosh,
as witnessed by 26 options for them. For women, not a single option. So the solution, as opposed to addressing it, was to sort of pat a woman on the shoulder, tell her, you know, take a bubble bath, have a vacation, maybe it'll work itself out. And I'm looking at brain scan studies that tell you there is a neuro basis to this. And so in my frustration for that, I sold off the company in men and decided to take this on for women.
And so tell me the name of the drug. How do you say it?
Addy.
Addy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so is this available right now?
It is.
Yeah.
It's on the market. Yes.
Yeah. And so here's the reason why I think Penn is important to be here besides his ice cream puns is because this needs to be a conversation.
Totally.
For sure.
And within a partnership.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so what role can our male listeners, if their wife has,
I think male listeners are going to be psyched about this.
Me too.
Like, let me start with that because if your scoop's not working, there's some shame there. There's like, okay, this is all my fault. This is all there. I do believe that there is in this society, there is a level of anxiety with men because they're the ones who have the scoop of like they're the ones with the functioning mechanical part that if that's not working, then it's all their fault. And it sounds like there are other issues at hand. And this could be nice to hear.
No doubt. Yeah. Listen, I've got to tell you, just over the years of watching couples who have this issue, a woman being treated, it works. The relief actually on the partner side is enormous. Because look, we take it personally. If somebody doesn't want to have ice cream with us, like we're offended by
it. Who doesn't like ice cream?
Course,
why don't you like ice cream?
Or if somebody is like sneaking off to go to bed early to avoid having ice cream with you on the couch. Like there, you really do assign all of that as if it's about you. And so to recognize that there's something else, a woman's brain may be working against her when it comes to this. And so to recognize that possibility is such relief on the partner side. When I speak about this a lot, and I got off the stage one time, and you know, I was in a Marriott, and I went to like the Starbucks on the second level right after, and a guy was standing behind me in line, and he, you know, pats me on the shoulder. I turn around, and he says, "I think what you're doing is really awesome." I said, "Oh my God, thank you so much!" Yeah. Like I sort of was wondering, how did he know what it was? And he said, "I was the AV guy when you were just giving that talk." And then he like held my arm just a little bit longer and his eyes started to well up and he said, "I just got divorced." And he said, "And I think this was it."
Oh.
And I was so hard on her and I thought it was just me. Like I was convinced that it was that she didn't love me anymore. She wasn't attracted to me anymore. And I cannot tell you guys, I hear that story over and over and over again, because when this leaves the relationship, the relationship is spiraling toward its demise.
First of all, I have goosebumps because of I have goosebumps because I feel like I have so many female friends that will go out to drinks and they'll be like, "Oh, if I stay out for an extra hour, that way he's
avoid
in bed
it.
And then I don't have to, you know, have ice cream."
Sure.
Or finding ways to avoid it. And I do have girlfriends who be like, "Is there literally 2 weeks ago a girlfriend said I need to change doctors because I'm my OB is not listening to me about this, but I love my husband, but I have zero sex drive."
Yes.
Ice cream drive.
And ice cream drive. And
that's the narrative. Like I love them. I love them. I want it. Something changed.
Yeah.
Something happened. At one point I wanted it. Something has changed and it's been gone. And that's sort of like the way that you can start to think about whether or not, look, if it's because, you know, the kids are crying in the room next door, you've got a deadline that you're on, like desire ebbs and flows normally. But like if you've removed that, if you've left Raleigh and you've gone to, you know, Paris for the weekend, and you still have zero interest, like something is probably going on neurochemically. And that's what we've learned scientifically, is that desire ignites in the brain.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, like, when we go out of town, like, I think that there's a lot more ice cream.
Yeah.
So, like,
hotel ice cream.
There's nothing better than hotel ice cream.
That is true.
Oh my gosh.
And so, like, I'm just saying, like, I think that's a really good point.
But one in seven couples is not even having hotel ice cream.
That's
just
the one you told me about.
Like, one in seven couples.
When you say not even, you mean not at all.
One in seven couples was living in an ice creamless marriage.
Whoa.
Do you think that that's inaccurate, or could it be even a larger number?
I think these are because of the shame and the taboo for us to talk about it. You nailed it. I actually think all of these stats are underreported. But I've got stats for days in terms of, you know, what this does to your self-confidence, how you feel in terms of connectedness to your partner, the feeling that you're letting them down, you're not sort of participating in that way. It's extraordinary the impact this has on people's lives.
Okay, so we glossed over the end. So
you sold
the company, and then what happened?
So, first of all, it was insane to get this product approved. Like, having lived the life of a male path versus this, we have a very different reaction when it comes to women and ice cream. I'll just say that. Not only from how much we value it, but for how much we accept the biological basis of it. We're way behind there. So finally, science won. Victory. We had 13,000 women we studied on this product, which was three times as many as any of the male drugs before we ever got across the finish line. It took us 6 years. By contrast, it took Viagra 6 months.
You can
start to see a real tale of two sexes here. Extraordinary difference.
Sorry I'm laughing, but
that's a joke.
It's literally here's the path if the pill is blue. Here's the path if the pill is pink. Truly, and it was fundamentally different. So finally, we we win, science wins, women win, and all the big companies come calling to acquire us. And for me, it was the dream come true. They were going to march it across the globe. They were going to make it more affordable than my, you know, sort of tiny little team that could. And so big company acquired us, and I didn't have a $1 billion happy ending. Instead, they put it on the shelf. I knew Ken would like that. I was waiting for it. They literally buy the company and put it on the shelf. And we did not work this hard, fight this hard for women to finally have the option, for them to not have the option. So I went back to work on it, and I ended up suing them for not launching it. And I got it back for free, and I kept the $1 billion.
This is why I'm like, bow down to you.
Right.
That's awesome. But now,
I got it back and it's on the market. Right. Like, it's not that it was that hard. It's really about getting it out there. And so now it is accessible. Women can get the product. We've had some additional hoop jumping just to set up supply chain and all of that. But really this year, truly, we're in launch mode.
So tell me, what are the sort of things that a woman would talk to her doctor about, and how does it get prescribed, and how do you take it?
Well, you know, I think it is that being willing to bring up what we call the pink elephant in the room, mm-hmm. right? The pink elephant is I'm not interested. And to be able to have that conversation with the physician, it's really simple how it's diagnosed. There's a questionnaire called the decreased cream desire screener. You know, the decreased sexual desire screener is the 5-question questionnaire that you can fill out. You can do that online on Addie.com. You can do it on Right to Desire. And once you do that, taking it in and having that conversation with your physician. And it's really what we were talking about. Were you once happy with it? Has something changed? Has that change been persistent? It's not just the one-off, like, you know, honey, not tonight, I'm tired. It's something that has, you really recognize that difference, and it's causing you distress. And mm-hmm. I think that's the key and what we so often overlook. Like, it's the, you know, we joke about sex in society. That's just how we comfortably sort of wade into that conversation. But I'm going to tell you, there are millions of women who aren't laughing.
And that's why I love Penn's ice cream pun, because we have a family audience.
Sure.
But if you heard me in the beginning before we started rolling, it is not a joke. Mm-hmm. I know we're being very laughy about it, but because marriages are suffering, partnerships are suffering because of this. So for as much as we're giggling about this, I think that women have a right to enjoy this.
Of course.
And they should enjoy it.
Of
like
course.
That's an amazing part of being a partner.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's what makes this hot fudge topping that you've invented, sprinkles that you've invented for the ice cream, is going to make, like, it sounds like it's going to make a difference. I have a couple of dad guy questions.
Please.
About all of this. Okay.
Yes.
Let's start with the first one. So, there's, you know, I'm not really in the mood, which is like, it'd be great if it was just because you don't have that drive anymore.
Right.
What if it's just because your husband is he's losing his hair, or he's like, like not that attractive anymore.
Beer belly.
What if you're like not attractive to your partner?
What did they do? Didn't they just do a survey on like the dad bod versus women overwhelmingly love the dad bod.
I understand that.
I think if it is absolutely like a fundamental relationship issue, then the right thing to do is therapy, right? I tease all the time, like, you know, women will come up, but what if I hate my husband? I'm like, yeah, I can't help you with that. You know, if that's really at the part of it. But I think there is really this like light bulb that goes. So if you talk to women who have this condition, the way they describe it is classically very type A. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really like fast information processing. They're lying in bed and they're doing their to-do list. And what's happening really that we know scientifically is their brain isn't quieting. Like, we're quite animalistic when we want ice cream. Like, we literally shut our brain off to respond.
I'm familiar with it.
Yep. Right? And for women with this, you can literally see on brain scan studies, their brain isn't shutting down when they're exposed to these cues. And that's how they even describe it. So I think that, you know, this is the acceptance that something's completely outside of their control, the knowing that there's something that they cannot access, is just such relief for everybody.
Sure. No. So I guess what you're saying is that screening would differentiate from either, like, I'm just not interested in ice cream, or, you know, the other guy whose ice cream I might be interested
totally
in.
But
not
true.
Not his ice cream.
Absolutely.
Okay, I gotcha.
And if they describe it, they really say exactly what Kim said. I love my husband.
Yeah.
I love my partner.
Right.
Like, I never want it.
And I think part of your message and one of your challenges is going to be, and this is probably something we could talk about, is that men are going to be wired to think it's me.
Of course.
We're just going to be wired that way.
Of course.
Sorry, right, Max?
Because
sure.
you yeah, take it as rejection, right? It naturally is rejection. But I think it's why it's so helpful to the partner
right.
to give permission and space to understand that it could be something completely outside of her control. So that when she's saying, no, like, you're hot. I love you. Like, you look great. I don't want it. I don't. Like, that you actually explore with her what that possibility may be, and that it may be her brain working against her.
And I think the ability to have that conversation, and for men who listen to this,
mm-hmm.
can, like, in a very, like, in a loving way bring, hey, maybe this is, like, a medical issue.
Sure.
In a very loving way, I think would really, really help people.
My question, like, if your instinct is to not think about ice cream,
right,
then when do you know when to take Addy?
So what's interesting is one of the things that women describe who are responders, and I should say not everybody responds, like, there's no miracle drugs in the world, but for women who respond, is that's the first thing they say is fantasizing about ice cream. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait, I had this fantasy. I can't remember the last time I had a fantasy. And it's really that you're recognizing we are all biologically wired to want ice cream. Mm-hmm. And that's what is changing. So that rewiring that comes back on reignites. Mm-hmm. It's if you're not, you know, if you are not interested and you care to do something about it, you want to have that back. That's really the sort of hallmark of whether or not you would take this.
Because we're always thinking about ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part.
We'd almost have to take the anti-Addy for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not invent that drug just yet.
Please don't. Yeah. But so you have this campaign called The Right to Desire.
Yes.
So talk to us about that.
So it is really about this next step in the female, I'm going to use it, sexual revolution.
Yeah.
It is, how do we just stop at reproduction? Like, sure, sometimes we go into the bedroom to reproduce, but I hope all the time we go in for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we have a right to this and the right to this conversation about it. And it's so stigmatized and so taboo in society that this is really just giving permission to discuss. And if we do, and I don't mean discuss it in the most sensational way. I think that's where society exists, right? We're either highly sensationalized or completely taboo. And the reality is most of us exist somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just talk about it in an honest way, especially with all of the, frankly, evidence that we can talk to, the data that's out there, the stats that are out there, well, we're going to get to a much better dialogue and a much healthier dialogue for women and with their partners.
It is not talked about, I mean, at
no.
all. At all.
Mm-mm.
And even in friend groups, it's, you know, with my middle-aged lovely friends, it's more like, oh, how to almost avoid it.
Yes.
And, like, there's no conversation
right.
about, like,
well, it's the
yeah.
joke, right? It's
right.
it's the hunter versus the hunted.
Right.
And it starts to become, oh, the strategies to avoid, and, you know, don't take the shower in front of, go to bed early,
yeah.
all of those things. And that's everybody sort of ha ha ha. They laugh it off. And I think about that. I have friends who are, you know, they're very funny, talk about it openly, have a podcast. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, there's a huge at least 10% of your audience, up to 30% of your audience, is sitting there nervously,
yeah,
not laughing.
I know.
Because they are actually living this. And it's really, how do we, you know, allow for that wade in with humor, but then turn it to really being kind to one another and not patting. I think women on women, if a woman is brave enough to bring it up to their friends, if a woman's brave enough to bring it up with her friends, the tendency is to, like, pat her on the shoulder if she says, hey, like, something's off. Like,
mm-hmm.
how often do you guys have ice
yeah.
cream? Like, they're trying to figure out, like, is this normal? Is this
right.
just me? What we tend to do is.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pat her on the shoulder and say, oh, it's just a phase. Oh, it's just a time of life. Oh, it's just because, a...
Yeah.
And it's done from the most sincere, most, you know, like kind place. But the best thing would be like, hey, you know, if that's bothering you.
Yeah.
Go talk to your doctor.
That's right.
But by the way, your OB does not ask about this.
No. Amen.
Yes.
So as much as we do Right to Desire campaign, which is a lot about just emboldening women to bring it up, to understand that there is something, and the site is filled with videos of real women or experts talking about this, we have a campaign with clinicians called Add One Question. Because if we're asked about ice cream, we are asked three things. And that is, are you active? Do you want birth control?
Ice cream.
And do you want to be tested for whatever,
diseases,
right?
Yeah.
If we'd add one question and say, and are you satisfied? We would actually change this conversation for women forever with one question that could be part of the wellness exam.
I also, like, I think the reason people aren't talking about it isn't the same reason that people aren't talking about ED.
Yeah, tell me.
Here's why. Because I don't think there's a ton of, like, saying I'm not in the mood, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But it's not something that, like, you talk about that with your friends openly. I'm sure at some point, like, the fact that you've even talked about that with your friends, you're way ahead of guys. Because if you're eating ice cream and your scoop bends in half, mm-hmm. like, that's not something that you talk to your guys about. I've never had a single guy right. talk to me about that.
Yeah.
This seems like a much more natural conversation to have. And I think the reason they're not talking about it is because no one knows that it exists.
I agree
with
you.
Like, that seems to be the biggest barrier. And that's an easy barrier.
I don't know. I got to tell you. So I have been talking about this. This is what I think, at least from our perspective of the company. This is talked about every day behind the closed doors of an OBGYN's office.
Really?
If I went down the street here and asked somebody, what's one of the most common things you're asked? They would say, women will say, hey, I have no interest anymore. Can you help me? So it's been talked about, but it's not been talked about openly, I think, until we started talking about it. And then I have to deal with sort of media who likes to sensationalize. And suddenly all the articles are filled with misinformation. And is it controversial? And do women really?
Why is it controversial? Why would it be controversial?
It's ridiculous.
I don't understand. No, like, seriously.
Totally agree.
Because you've been doing this long enough. What is the other... I need to hear the other side of the argument.
What's the controversy?
Yeah.
Well, the controversy is, should we treat women? Like, are we medicalizing it?
Yeah. Oh, meaning big pharma. You're big pharma and you want a pill for everything.
Yeah.
And they should just eat better and get more sleep. And
it's the same kind of, is this natural aging, right?
Uh-huh.
In which case, if that were true, we would also not allow anybody to have glasses or contacts because most people are probably going to lose some of their vision over
and
time.
Yeah, next argument.
Right?
Doesn't work.
Next argument.
Yeah.
I agree. It just, you know, I think it's clickbait. People will read it. It's about ice cream. That's very exciting, right? And therefore, we have to constantly correct what I think is a deeply embedded societal narrative that at the core of it devalues this for women.
Does it hurt that it's known as female Viagra because it's so different? Like,
and
do you know what I mean?
Yes. And we didn't coin it, that the media did. And
contextually,
I got it. This was a watershed moment. Like, we blew the doors off. And I think women have a long way to go to have many different options.
Right.
But the context of how it works, fundamentally different. And for this society that thinks it's, you know, like on demand, this works much more like an antidepressant. Not to say that women with this condition are depressed. They are not. But it's working on brain chemicals. So what you're doing is you're restoring back to a level that once allowed you to respond to cues. And so you take it every day. It's more of this subtle shifts. It's the things like fantasies that you first start to report and all of that. So it is very different in terms of how it works. By the way, men can have this too.
Wait, we can take it?
Men can. No, you can't take the drug.
Okay.
We're not indicated, but there is really, when you look at the study of sex, you look at four things, desire, arousal, and pain, actually. Yep. And all of those factors can affect both men and women alike. So it's how you study it.
Okay. By the way, I want to introduce Max. Max is our producer. He's never had more questions in his entire life. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
But yes.
Well, I think your ED scenario, Penn White, even though guys aren't talking about it, it's a tangible, physical, outwardly thing, the scoop not being there. So the problem gets fixed a lot faster because it's right there.
Yeah.
As opposed to emotionally, internally, mentally, not having the drive to do something, maybe, again, it's like an inward thing.
It's all in your head.
So women don't even feel the need to bring it up.
Well, I have to say my experience this is why I switched doctors entirely, but my experience with most well-meaning, well-intentioned doctors was any complaint I had, I'm tired all the time, I'm this, I'm that. I mean, and we're not talking about ice cream, just like general things. It's, well, it's your age. You have two kids. Of course you're tired all the time. Of course, no, that is not – it's not – and like literally a male doctor said like – you take this antidepressant, and I'm a big fan of drugs if you need them, obviously.
Yep.
But like it basically saying to me, it's all in your head.
Yes.
And so I think that is told to women of like, this is all in your head. And I am not a take a magic pill person. Like I'll do anything to avoid it if I can. Mm-hmm. I will go to great lengths to avoid it. But this is something, it's like, it is a chemical, it's a medical condition.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And if men get this, these supplements, like women should have access to it too. And now that they do, they should know to ask for it because you know what I mean?
I think that's a dirty little secret in women's health. And that is that, like you said, maybe well-intentioned and well-meaning, but obtuse to the fact that if women present, even if I gave you data in an ER, and let's just say Kim presented with the identical symptoms to you. She walked up to the desk 1 second after you did, gave them the exact same spiel. She would wait much longer to be seen. Mm. And the reason is, yep.
Okay.
And the reason is because we think she's just freaking out. So when things go wrong for men, whether or not you can see them, we go, oh, biology. When things go wrong for women, we go, oh, psychology.
Yeah.
And the reality is, both men and women alike bring both things into the bedroom for sure.
Right.
And what ignited me was, how are we just completely ignoring this piece of biology and assigning everything to psychology? The truth is, interestingly, for ED, your scoop won't be fixed if you have no desire. So you could take that, but if you actually had no drive, it wouldn't work. So drive is where it begins for all of us. Desire is the starting point for everybody.
Do you think that that's converse as well? Do you think that, because if men, it's biology.
Yeah.
Do you think that we ignore the psychological side for men just as much?
100%. We actually shortchange men too.
We have feelings too.
That's right. If you look at the trials for Viagra, many men who were on placebo also got their scoop, whatever, it worked. And the reason is because we walk into a bedroom with how we were raised, maybe religion, the psychological factor of how the relationship is doing, how we feel about ourselves, and biology. And we need to look at all of those things when we're figuring out what's going on. But we shouldn't have just been abjectly ignoring biology for women.
So where you have so much going on, and if this crusade you were on, this mission you were on is successful, in 5 years, in 10 years, what does it look like for women?
Yeah. So it looks like we actually see characters on TV shows who have this, because the same number of women have this as men have ED. That many women are affected by this. We are asked about it at our annual exam. Mm-hmm. Like we literally, it's part of the quiz, if you will, when we go in. And I think we're just having a more honest and better conversation about it. And we're valuing the pleasure component for women in a different way than we are today.
We are big fans of scripts when it comes to talking about things.
Yeah.
And we preach it all the time on this podcast because it's, so much of relationships is communication, right? So I mean, the doctor is one side and you've got the script. So I tell you what, give us a script of how to talk to a doctor about it.
Yep.
And then maybe like help the guys out. Like what's if he's maybe noticing something and you don't want to, good God, you don't want to hurt her feelings.
Right.
But is there a good script to start that conversation if you're the husband and you might be wondering about this?
Well, I think I'm going to start there. So I think okay. if you're the husband and you are, you want sex more
ice cream.
Than ice cream. Yeah. Yikes. Yep. I know. Oh my gosh. I'm going to be so weird in the office today, by the way.
There's no way kids have stayed this long.
We're 3 minutes in.
That's right.
It's sex.
Can I be honest though? I'm really enjoying this metaphor and I want to call the drug sprinkles now.
Oh no.
Can we just go with it?
Just a totally different
I know this is serious. Okay. I do.
Yes.
And I appreciate you being here, but I also love my metaphor.
Okay.
Am I allowed to have,
but
they're not mutually exclusive.
Let's make sure we're sending people to the right website.
Yes.
It's at addy.com, Addy.com.
Not Eddie's.com.
Eddie's
also
okay.
ice cream.
So scripts
okay.
for your partners. Yeah.
So I think for a guy, you want to have sex more than your partner does. Mm-hmm. I think that if you say, hey, baby, right, I'm interested in it more than you are. Like, is it me? Is there something I'm doing? And they say, I love you. Like, no, you're so hot. I don't know. I just don't ever think about it. Or I think that's your moment to say, you know, it could be something that you'd want to talk to your doctor about. Do you know that? I just read this article about. Did you know that there's now? Like, that is really your opportunity to accept at face value when she
right.
says to you, it's not you, to say, okay, well, then if it isn't, that's the hardest part, right?
So I've got two issues.
You.
I've got
Tell
two
me.
Issues. Yes, that's it. Because the next thing that you say is, are you lying and you're just being nice because because I'm not attracted to you anymore.
But
I'm serious. I'm trying to be
100%
honest.
That's what the partner has to do. I know. You've
right.
got to get beyond yeah. the ego around sex and the insecurity around sex
yeah.
to allow the possibility that it's something outside of her control.
Right.
So what I'm asking all men to do is accept at face value.
Right.
She tells you, I love you, I think you're hot, that she actually means it.
That is a fundamental difference between women and men, because if that conversation were reversed, it would be a lot more difficult on us. I believe. And I'm just saying, and it's good to know that script might work and even be welcome.
Tell me what you mean.
If the girl was like, hey, I read this, like, are you not really into this? I read this article that it might be because of the guys being like, no, shut up. No, I'm fine. I'm going to go chop some wood. And
I've never once in his life chopped wood.
But
well, that's because
you,
we've never had this
if
conversation.
If you talk to your, I used to have a product with
yeah.
a male product. So
yeah.
my audience was urologists. You would be surprised how many men come in because their partner has walked them through the door. So I think couples
sure.
do, right? They do address it. So I think that conversation does sometimes happen the other direction.
Yeah, I'm just
as well.
Saying it doesn't go as well, is what I'm saying.
Well,
like that's what I'm curious. I think
that,
it absolutely happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think it goes as well.
Because yeah.
you guys are more mature about it than
yes,
we are.
But great relationships happen because of great communication. And
yes.
just you have to trust that the words coming out of your partner's mouth are true.
Yes,
you just can't
you
get,
do.
You cannot get wrapped up of like there's ulterior motives. Like that. No, you
yeah.
just have to trust what your partner
but,
is saying.
But just for fun, let's pretend like we have, by the way, I'm,
I have to say, I have,
don't have this problem.
I have to say, I mean, we've been very open. I
yeah.
like anxiety, depression, like I'm really out there with all of my issues. I got some, there's a lot going on in this brain. The ice cream department, I'm totally fine.
Right.
That's good.
Which is like one of the rare things I don't suffer from. So
yeah, when I got here, they were eating ice cream when I walked in the studio.
Well, you were late, Max.
Yeah.
So let's try this conversation. We'll be like,
okay,
I'll be the guy and you
okay.
be the girl. And you have to pretend like
girl,
you
so.
Have an ice, like you
ice
don't
cream.
Want ice cream right now.
Okay.
So, hey, so you want to go have some ice cream?
You know what? Honey, I love you, but I'm just really tired right now and all
okay.
the time.
All the you just, okay. So can,
you've been tired
can
a
we
lot
like
lately.
Have can we have a quick talk about
sure.
ice cream? So you know I love you, and I know that not every time is the best time to have ice cream, but we never have ice. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say we never have ice cream anymore. I'm trying to practice this. Should I not say that? Because your eyes just got really big.
No, I'm
okay.
listening.
Okay,
yeah.
But we haven't had a whole lot of ice cream lately, and I sure do like ice cream. can we talk about, is there something wrong with me? That's what I would say. Is there something wrong with me?
No, I love you. You're super hot. And I'm so sorry. I don't think about it.
Okay. Are you super telling the truth with what you just said? Or is it something?
No, yeah. Yes. 100% telling the truth.
100% telling the truth. So listen, there's this thing, and it's actually been called the female, it's almost like the easiest way to say it, right? Like it's actually been called the female Viagra. And like, I'll be honest, I never knew this, but just the way that there's a problem with guys, there's like a similar but different kind of issue, like a chemical issue that women can have when it comes to your ice cream drive.
Mm-hmm. Talk to a doctor.
That's not, is it going to be that easy?
Seriously.
Really?
I think it would be.
I actually think it is that easy. Okay. I think just the fact that you're saying it and giving permission is huge.
Yeah. And I think there are so many, you know, we talk about half of marriages end in divorce, but half don't.
Right.
And I think that there's still some, there's that half that doesn't really does want to do the work. And
right.
They are not, I mean,
they're doing the best they
can. They're doing their best they can, and they want to do the work. And so I think that, you know, we've talked about writing a book. We're actually like signing a deal with a publisher this week, which is very exciting.
Awesome, exciting.
But there's like a chapter on sex.
Yes.
And I have to say the ice cream department has been pretty nice, but I think that it is because of the communication.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
We talk about what we want.
Yeah, and like I think mature couples ask for what they want.
That took some learning though too.
Yeah,
because
it's hard.
I'm one of these dudes. I just like, because in every fantasy and every movie that I've watched with my friends, it comes about in this really weird random situation, like when you're going into an office to visit the doctor and all of a sudden you're having ice cream.
It's not.
And you know, you just get jumped or attacked, and
that's not what it is. It's like on the calendar.
Waiting for a fake ice cream movie to happen in your bedroom is not as good as actually saying, you know what, I want chocolate chip ice cream right now.
Yes,
and for women to be able to
say it,
like, hey, I know this is not romantic, but we got some time between 11:15 and 12, and let's have some we have to put it on the calendar.
Yeah,
ice cream breaks. And then, like, also, while you're in there, ladies, ask for what you want.
That's right.
Never
fake it.
Never. And
never.
We have like
never.
And like
honestly, she could have faked it like 1,000 times. I would have no clue. I don't.
Because she deserves the pleasure there too.
Have you ever fake enjoyed ice cream with me? Tell me the truth.
Oh
right now.
My God, Penn Holderness. My mom listens to this. Let's not go.
If your mom's listening to it, we're 39 minutes in. She knows what we're talking about.
She's taking notes right now.
You're worried about your mom listening to this.
There's a difference between like. I think you can still have a satisfied ice cream experience without like it doesn't
sure
yeah
but we also have adopted this like no man left behind policy, so like nobody leaves without really getting all the sprinkles.
That's good.
So if
sometimes you find a different scoop.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, but I really think it's like when you eat junk food, you crave junk food. When you have great sex, you crave great sex. So yeah,
totally. If you look at, I'm sorry, I'm being a geeky, like data driven, but this is such a powerful study to me. They did a study and they said, look, if you're in a relationship and you have great sex, it adds like 20% more value to your relationship. Like it's great, but if you are in a relationship and you aren't having sex, it will take away 70% of your relationship value. If you're not connecting that way, like it just, if it breaks down in the bedroom, it breaks down at the breakfast table. You're no longer communicating. And I hear you guys 100%. It is that communication that creates incredible ice cream adventures together. And it's really still very difficult and wired so deeply in what we're taught as we grow up and what our society presents and, you know, all of our images and everything else for women to talk about it honestly and to feel entitled to it. And the worst part of all, for all the parents listening and the kids not, like the sex ed today is the worst version. I don't know that I can say the P word, but it's available everywhere on the internet. And that entire construct is serving a guy's needs. And so if anything, this is a more important conversation than ever for, you know, girls and women going into the bedroom, that they are an equal participant in that.
Yeah, because the very free accessible images movies you're seeing online, that is not real life, dudes.
That's not.
And it's what our... And I just read something about like the number of boys, because it used to be like if dudes wanted to see like a dirty magazine that their dad had hidden, they had to like really work for it.
That's right.
But now by something like by fifth grade or something, these kids are seeing.
Dude, Instagram is nearly on the level of Playboy at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Like it's getting there.
And
it's
so,
crazy.
Yeah, and it's not real, and it really does set women behind.
Back.
Yeah. In terms of like just where when you guys meet in the middle in the bedroom, that is like what expectations are. Like Penn even said, like what his expectations may be coming into mm-hmm. it. That's like not. I don't wear costumes. Sorry, mm-hmm. dude. Like I don't show up with mail delivery packages, and then like all of a sudden,
it wouldn't hurt to try that once.
Ice cream delivery man.
That's right.
Let's hear that script.
Okay. I just made it through this conversation. I feel like I should get a special treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kidding. No, this is like, honestly, I'm glad that we're having fun. I really hope that no one thinks that we're trivializing this.
Yes.
But I also think, and you said this, and I think you're even going to include this in your marketing because we've talked about this, but it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of humor, at
That's
least
right.
in the truth.
Well, I think, you know, humor is a way we can point out the absurdity that we're not talking
it
about
is
it.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, at face value, you just think about how inundated we are with images, with commercials for guys.
Oh my gosh.
Like talk about like worrying about the kids sitting next to you, you know, at the Super Bowl or whatever else. You're going to be like, you know, footballs going through tires, bathtubs, just nonstop. And we've been doing that for 20 years.
Yeah.
And we're just now here with women. With this approval, like,
it's
time.
Yeah.
It's time to talk about this.
I know. We where's your Super Bowl commercial?
That's right.
I
know.
Oh, yeah, we need to get that in there. Oh, her eyes got real big.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then you're going to have to do that entire 1 minute at the
I
end.
Know.
Where it's, everyone's, it's, like, gently rubbing their hairs, and they're going to be like, anal bleeding will probably happen. Like, they're just, like, go through all of this, like, terrible stuff that happens. Speaking of which, what are the side effects? I'm curious.
So sleepiness is number one. You take it daily at
Kim
bedtime.
Oh, Kim loves sleepiness.
I know.
You take it at bedtime for that reason.
Oh, you take it daily. This is important. You take it daily. It's not, like, as needed.
No, it's much more, again, like an antidepressant. Like it's working on brain chemistry that you got to have. And dizziness some women can experience as well. So you got to – this is definitely a prescription medication. You got to make
a decision
like
a
with your doctor. No.
I'm sorry. She said dizzy
way.
And tired. I'm sorry. It was like a bad joke.
What about – for women that are already taking an antidepressant or so, can they take this in addition?
Yeah, in fact, I will tell you, not unlike Viagra was discovered, it was a blood pressure med that had this really interesting side effect. Addy was originally studied as a mood drug or antidepressant. And the most common side effect of antidepressants is they kill your sex drive.
Yeah.
And in this case, in all the way back when studies, all of it went the other way. So it's the only drug of its kind that has a pro-sexual
effect. There are so many people being prescribed antidepressants right now, and that
question.
Is a huge side effect.
It is a huge side effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I could talk to you all day long, but I'm assuming you have other things to do. So tell me, where should we be sending people? Where can people find you and more information?
You can find me at Cindy Pink CEO and follow me as I put women on top. You can also find out about the drug at addy.com. It's ADDYI.com. And actually have an opportunity to try the drug for 8 weeks on us. And if you just click the button that you're interested in that, you even have the opportunity to go and speak to a physician via phone that's licensed in your state today, tomorrow, and if it's appropriate for you, it'll be delivered to your doorstep.
Okay, and then the Right to Desire, there's the website for that
RightToDesire.com. You can find out more information about this campaign and see real experts talk about this condition, women talk about this condition, as well as take that quiz that I mentioned to see if you'd be appropriate. Take it, bring it into your doctor's office, or talk to a physician on the phone today.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Who wants ice cream? So I feel like we should end this with that creepy ice cream truck sound.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to Allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.